This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, January 28th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture. Support for KUAF also comes from Eureka Springs, celebrating fun in February with Mardi Gras parades, jazz events, costume balls, and a special art exhibit. More information, including a vacation planner and newsletter registration, available on the web at eurekasprings.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we look at the entrepreneurial spirit in our area. Last week, some heavyweight business mentors were in Northwest Arkansas as guests of the University of Arkansas Office of Entrepreneurship and the Northwest Arkansas Council. Also, a handful of schools have had to cancel classes this month due to illness. We investigate what factors go into the decision to close a school and what must happen prior to reopening. That and more. But first, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who was considered a possible candidate for president in 2016, will headline a school choice rally and summit at the state capitol tomorrow. In conjunction with National School Choice Week, activists are pushing for a policy reform on Arkansas's education system. Lori Lee is the executive director of the Arkansas Reform Alliance.
Former Florida governor has implemented sound policy in his state that has led Florida to make great strides in education. The best way to set policy in any state is to look what others have done, good and bad, and take the good and leave the bad and learn from other people's experience. So it's imperative that we, as Arkansans, are able to put our egos aside and look at other places and other states.
Jeb Bush was the 43rd governor of Florida, who served from 1999 to 2007. A caller to the Arkansans Ask program on AETN last night described himself as a conservative Republican who nevertheless voted for Democratic Governor Mike Beebe and asked why the partisan rancor is much worse in Washington. Beebe was ready with a theory, blaming it on gerrymandered congressional districts that force candidates away from the political center in fierce primary battles.
And so in the primaries, they're running to their extreme bases more. In other words, the Republican candidates run more to the right, and the Democratic candidates run more to the left. Is now stuck with all this stuff they've been talking about and all the promises they've been making and all the folks they've been trying to get, and usually end up getting elected more to the extreme on one side or the other. That means once they get there, there's not much left in the middle.
Governor Beebe defended the recent redistricting in Arkansas, saying the Board of Apportionment did a good job of giving weight to incumbency and community of interest, as court rulings have required. Late last week, Lifestyles Incorporated announced it has received accreditation from an international review body. CARF International conducted its survey of the nonprofit over a three-day period last month, and Lifestyles Executive Director Jennifer Maynard says the survey process takes a lot of preparation.
You have to look at all of your policies and procedures. The standards book is in several different sections, and it looks at everything from governance to the satisfaction of the people you serve, all of your stakeholders, not just the people served, families, the staff, board members, the other community at large. And so everything from detail work and committee planning and reviewing of all our policies and procedures to there were some documents we didn't have that we had never considered before that we had to get together and look at.
For example, the review made Lifestyles review its risk management policies regarding severe weather. While the policy included procedures relating to tornadoes in the area, Maynard says the accreditation survey made the nonprofit realize they had no policy regarding severe ice storms. Although the review scrutinizes every aspect of the organization, Maynard says accreditation is something that Lifestyles pursued for the good of the organization, but she is unsure whether that accreditation will result in new grant or other funding availabilities.
We went through the survey process really to better ourselves. That was really the primary goal, was just looking at how high the standards were and that's what we wanted to strive for. We're not sure yet. We haven't looked into that as to whether or not there are funding sources that specifically look to CARF accreditation.
The accreditation lasts for 3 years, and Maynard says the only other CARF-accredited area organization providing services to people with disabilities is the Elizabeth Richardson Center. Construction begins today on improvements along 7 miles of Interstate 540 between Interstate 40 in Van Buren and Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith. Joe Shipman is the District 4 engineer for the Arkansas Highway Department, and he says while the project will not add capacity to the stretch of the interstate, it will bring other benefits when complete.
Once they do the lane closure and move all traffic to the right-hand lane, on that section, they will turn around and go southbound on 540 from I-40 to the Rogers Avenue area and reduce that to one lane. This will allow the contractor to reconstruct the inside shoulders, the left-hand shoulders of the interstate, and also to construct crossovers in the median area for the main lanes and also ramps. So as construction progresses, they will actually move traffic to one set of lanes with a barrier wall separating traffic so they can undertake work in an individual lane and have that full area to work in.
In addition, 9 bridges are slated for replacement as part of the project, which is expected to wrap up sometime in the middle of next year. Until then, Shipman says safety should be drivers' primary concern when traveling through the construction areas.
The primary thing that motorists should keep in mind is that with the volume of traffic we have, alternate routes should be considered dependent upon their starting and ending points. There are a variety of routes that can be taken. They need to realize if they do travel through this section that they should expect delays due to the construction and due to the traffic congestion. As they travel through the project, we ask that they pay attention to the traffic around them and maintain a steady pace with other traffic and maintain separation between themselves and other traffic.
Speeds in the work zones will be reduced from 65 to 55 miles an hour. And just as a reminder, Arkansas law states that fines are doubled for all moving traffic violations cited in a work zone with workers and signs present. The Bentonville Bella Vista Chamber of Commerce has a new president this week. Last Friday, the chamber announced Dana Davis as its new CEO and president. According to thecitywire.com, Davis formerly served as deputy director of the West Virginia Economic Development Office and as the chief deputy attorney general for the state of West Virginia. Davis starts his duties as chamber president on March 4th. The University of Arkansas marked the construction of its newest building on Friday in a beam signing ceremony for Founders Hall. The 6-story housing and dining hall being built on Dixon Street will provide 214 beds in more than 114 single and double rooms and will add 225 dining seats in addition to existing dining space on the second floor of neighboring Bruff Commons. The building is set to cost $26.5 million and construction is expected to be complete in time for the fall semester. Tonight's weather forecast for the KUAF listening area calls for cloudy conditions with a 30% chance of showers with lows around 30 degrees. Tomorrow will be breezy with a 90% chance of precipitation and highs in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, expect cloudy skies with a 50% chance of rain with lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s.